And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Tries Out His Racing Machine. The scene of today's chapter is the giant Memorial Day racetrack in Indianapolis, Indiana. Scene and site of some of the greatest racing events in the history of the world. Yuki has invented a new kind of engine that operates on air instead of gasoline. He's up here to try it out, and he hopes to enter and win the Indianapolis Classic on Memorial Day, which is just a couple of days away from the time this chapter took place. And so Sparky and Mayor Plumfront and I are with Yuki on the racetrack watching the time trials.
Of the past year, foil bliss. That's the hay with the crazy boy. Was that thing ever going fast?
I should say it was, Sparky. That car was really traveling all right.
Yeah. How fast do you think it was going? Boy, think it was going 100 miles an hour?
Oh, I imagine it was going at least 100 miles an hour. What do you say, Yuki?
Oh, yes, that car was traveling at least 100, all right.
I'd say that there race automobile was moving along there at approximately 120 miles an hour or so.
120? Wow. Boy, they really go on this Indianapolis Speedway, all right.
Well, that's why this Memorial Day race in Indianapolis is one of the greatest sporting events in the world.
Right you be, Buster. Land, because of the race they have up here every Memorial Day, the United States makes some of the finest passenger automobiles in the world.
Oh, boy, I can't wait till I see the big race. Hey, Yuki, when are we going to drive your car around the track?
Oh, in a little while, lad. There are a couple of fellers ahead of us right now, though.
Here he comes again. Here he comes again. He's coming around. Here he comes. Hey, Yuki, do you think you can get your car to go that fast?
Lad, when I get my race auto out there in that there track, I'll go by so fast you won't even be able to see me. Well, I have to go over and check with the Speedway officials about when I go out for a time trial. I'll be right back, fellas. Hey, you want to go with me, Sparky?
Yeah, sure, you bet.
Fine, then just come right along. We'll be back in a minute.
To drive around the track next and take a time trial.
Yes, sir, fellas. You're now going to see me and my race auto do our stuff. I will now climb into the driver's seat. Oh, Sparky lad, will you please hand me my race auto driver's helmet with the goggles on them there?
Yeah. Here you are, Yuki.
Fine.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey, would you give me a helmet like this to wear when I drive in the midget auto race?
Oh, 100% correct, Sparky lad. Everybody who drives a race auto has to wear one of these here crash helmets like this.
Well, Yuki, you all set to start up and make your trial spin around the track now?
Yep. Wonder if you and the mayor would push me out onto the track.
Why, of course. That's why we're here. Come on, Mayor. Lend us some of your muscle power.
I haven't got much muscle, but I can lean my weight into it.
Well, that'll help considerably. Come on.
All righty, here we go.
Oh. All right, fellas, here we go.
When he raises his hand into the air as he passes the official stand, that means that he wants his time trial to begin.
You see, lad, they allow him to go around a couple of times to get the car warmed up and sort of get the feel of the track.
Oh, boy, look at old Yuki go. Hey, if he's only warming up, I'd sure like to know how fast he'll be going when he's driving as fast as that car will travel.
Well, that's a mighty fine little car Yuki's got there. Wonder what he's going to call it, Mayor. You know, just about all the race autos here have names painted on them.
I think I heard Yuki say something about calling it the A&E Special.
A&E Special?
Yep.
What in the world does that mean?
Oh, search me. You know Yuki as well as I do. Does he ever have to have a reason for some of the things he does? All I know is he says he likes the sound of the A&E Special.
Just likes the way the name sounds, huh? Oh, that Yuki.
Yuki's coming around the bend, way down there at the other end of the track. But...
Yep. Yeah, here he comes. Look at him coming towards us.
Ooh. Wow, is he ever going?
Whoa.
Boy, I'll bet he's making over 100 miles an hour already.
Boy, Mayor, that Yuki is really driving that car.
Yeah, you're not the only one that noticed it either, Buster. Look at all the other drivers. They've stopped working on their cars, and they're watching old Yuki.
He really must be making an impression on them. All watching him as he goes around the track.
Oh, I'll bet they wish if they had a race
car
to race
fast. Well, I don't know about that. It's lucky after all, those boys have got some pretty fast cars themselves.
I should say they have. That race car is sitting in any one of these pits going over 100 miles an hour easy.
Yeah, but I'll bet Yuki's will go faster than any other car here.
Well, that remains to be seen. We'll know the answer to that one Saturday after the Memorial Day race has been completed.
On top of that, lad, you know, it's not always the fastest car that wins a race.
Oh, come on, Mayor. The car that wins a race is the one that goes around the track the fastest, isn't that right?
Well, of course, yes, that's true. But it takes skillful driving, too. A skillful driver can take a slower car and beat a driver of a faster car 9 times out of 10 times. Matter of fact, maybe even 10 times out of 10 times.
Yeah, that's very true, Sparky.
As a matter of fact, you take the race I drove in up here in Indianapolis back in 1920. I was one of the most skillful drivers on the track. Oh, there I was, zooming along about 92 miles an hour.
He's even coming around the bend at the other end of the track.
Yeah, I think he's got his hand up in the air. Isn't that the signal to the judges? He's ready to be timed.
Yep, looks that way. Oh, this is going to be an official time trial. There's a fella out there with the flag.
He's waving a flag at Yuki. Here he comes. Boy, here we go. Hey, did you feel the breeze as he passed? How fast do you think he was going?
Well, they'll announce it over the public address system, Sparky, as soon as the officials check their watches.
Now, as I was saying, when I drove in the big 500 up here in Indianapolis back in 1920, I was one of the most skillful drivers on the track. Here I was, zooming along about 92 miles
92,
an hour.
92, is that all? Boy, that's not very fast.
Listen, lad, back in 1920, that was real fast. I was going faster than anybody else in the race.
Did you win the race, Mayor? I didn't know you won a Memorial Day race here in Indianapolis. How come you never told us about it, Mayor?
Yeah, you never told us that, Mayor.
Well, I never mentioned it because I didn't win. You see, on the 45th lap, I went into a spin. I hit that wall down there on the far turn, and I broke an axle. Had to drop out of the race. Old Louis Chevrolet won that there race back in 1920, and his average speed was almost 89 miles an hour. Yep.
You mean that he won the race by going only 89 miles an hour? Why, every car we've seen up here today is going over 100.
Well, Sparky, back in those days, the automobiles didn't go as fast as they do today. 89 miles an hour in 1920 was very, very fast.
Oh, you bet.
You're just about out of the horse and buggy age in those days.
Here comes
Yuki.
He's going to stop. He's
slowing
down.
Yeah, he wants to hear the result of his time trial. Looks like the judge is going to make the announcement over the public address system there.
Time on Yuki Butcher, driving the A&E Special. 142.021.
Land sakes. 142 miles an hour.
Hey, did you hear that, Yuki?
Yeah, fine. Yes, sir, we're really going. Well, Land, do you want to drive around the track with me once or twice?
Sure. Oh, you bet. Hey, help me climb in alongside Yuki, big John.
Okay, I'll lift you in. There we go. Now, listen, Yuki, not too fast.
Don't worry, big John. Okay, here we go, Spiky lad.
Let's see if you can go faster than the last time around.
Well, I could, lad, but with you in here with me, I'll have to hold her down a bit to what they gave chances, you know. I'll put her up over 100, though.
Oh, boy, we're really going already. Hey, look at the scenery go whizzing past. Whoo! The wind's beating against my face so fast it stings.
Boy, you'll have rosy cheeks after this here ride is over, lad.
The motor doesn't sound as loud when you're in the car, does it? Not as loud as it does when it goes roaring past you and you're standing on the sidelines. How fast are we going?
Oh, we're doing 98, 99, 100 miles an hour now.
Hey, the wind's blowing my face so hard I can hardly talk.
Well, here we go around the curves, Frankie lad. Around we go, around and down, down the home stretch at top speed. Hold on, lad, here we go.
They were. Oh, did we ever shoot past them? Oh, we're going too
fast now. The wind takes my breath away.
Boy.
Well, certainly 142 miles an hour is enough to qualify for the Indianapolis Speedway Classic, I should think. Of course, this part of our story took place back in 1953. Things have changed since then, but 142 miles an hour, that's a good speed, especially since it's Yuki's invention. Say, he may get in the race after all. He may even win it. Well, only time will tell. So be sure to be listening tomorrow for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky.